morning course. We don't have to talk.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. During the time that I was dealing with my mom's death, you know, people were in the house back and forth. So I can't tell you who and I can't tell you when. But all I know is I received this package in the mail. There was no information in the package other than two items. I saw them. I did not recognize them. And I kept them. I looked up my account right away and I saw the charge. And so I said, okay, $20, I can deal with that. So I don't know the terms or who agreed to those terms. But this morning I went to my account. I am unemployed. I went to my account and I saw $92.90 taken from my account. And I called because I would like to get my money back. But your rep.
All right, let me get you pulled up first, get you to verify your information. What's your first and last name?
Hillary Williams.
Okay, and verify your address for security purposes.
1814 Rachel's Loop in Ocoee, Florida, 34761.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for the Evalair face cream and the Evalair eye serum, and you're saying that you never signed up for these two products as a free trial?
No.
All right. Do you have these products?
Yes. And I told the young lady I did not. I didn't even open it. So if you want me to send it back, I can. They're not even
open. That's fine. Yeah, you can. If you didn't sign up for something, just do return to send or send it back. They should send it back to the warehouse. Have you called your bank or credit card company? Did you call us first?
I called you first.
All right, so basically you're saying this is a fraud claim that you're saying that somebody also compromised your information and signed you up for this product, correct?
Yes.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll just go ahead. I'm sorry.
The person I spoke to before, she's not giving me a chance to explain. She's just, we're not going to give you the money back. You signed up for this. No, I didn't.
Oh, God,
you know,
no.
So I said, put a supervisor on the phone because, you know what? I was okay with that little $20, but $100 when you ain't working? Mm-mm.
You got, that's
you know what
a
I mean?
Lot of money.
I just went through burying my mom. Why am I supposed to get another $100 to give anybody? I don't need that. So if you want to give me the address for your warehouse, I'll get it out.
Okay. So what we're going to go ahead and do is file the fraud claim first. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you are not in your household place order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we'll do is when we file the fraud claim, what we do is we refund whatever has been billed on the account from our company due to fraud. As long as when we go back in and check it, if we check it, nothing comes back to your information, then you should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you should have, if the information not showing on the where the product came from, you don't see an address or anything on there?
No. Actually, I got the envelope. I didn't know what it was, so I ripped the envelope and threw it out. And when I saw the product, I put them on my dresser, so I don't even have that envelope. I'll have to get an envelope to send it back.
Okay.
And maybe you need to tell your person that you will take the product back if it's not open, because she told me we don't take those back because of COVID.
I mean, we don't, but the only reason why I do is when anytime somebody says it's a fraud claim, I just let them send it back. But, yeah, we usually don't. Yeah, we don't take product back in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because there's so much going on now. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Yeah, especially with this COVID. Ooh, I'll be so
and
glad
you know,
when this thing is gone.
I got this thing, and I'm like, what is this? You understand? I did not recognize it. So I was like, oops. And I put it on my dresser, and I left it there. Didn't even open it.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Did not even open one of the bottles at all. So.
Or usually sometimes you just do return to sender. A lot of times I just put it back in the box. A lot of times
the post office. Like I said, I got the envelope.
Yeah, they don't get it.
It wasn't a brown envelope. So I ripped the envelope.
Oh, okay.
Not knowing what it was.
Well, what it was, yeah. So now you don't have it.
So now I see this thing and I'm like, hey, I'm black. I don't need that. And I just put it on my desk. So.
She said, I don't need it.
No, I don't need it.
You got that right.
I'm only 57. I ain't start wrinkling yet.
I was just about to say, well, no, you shouldn't be starting to wrinkle yet. Yeah.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, you should not be needing any of that wrinkle cream. But she said, oh, no, let's do it there. Well, actually, to be honest, I don't even see it on here. Yeah, they don't even have that. Well, maybe just put it back in there and just do return to sender. I'm sure the post office has it because, yeah, it's not showing on here.
The box, like I said, the envelope was destroyed. So I don't even have it in an envelope.
So you don't even have it? Well.
I don't have it in an envelope.
Whatever you want to put it in to send it back, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have an address showing here.
On the bottle, it just has Santa Ana, California, with your phone number, no address.
I know. If you can't find anything, then just don't worry about it. Like I said, we don't want to take it back. But anytime people say it's a fraud claim, you know, I'll just tell them to send it. Because like you said, if you order something, you know, you don't want to keep it. So, that's why I just need to tell them to send it back.
Yeah. All it says here is Elevere 92704, Santa Ana, California. No zip,
yeah,
no
just
nothing.
Send it back. I was going to say, just send it there, but I don't understand why I don't have a zip.
Nothing. So I don't even know where to send it to. That would be my biggest issue. I can send it back because I don't need it.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, just do it. Just put it in there. Just tell them that's the only information it's showing. I mean, because like I said, for some reason, yeah, they usually have the addresses here. But for some reason, for this product here, yeah, they're not showing an address. I'll have to Definitely let them know about that, because so we can get that information.
Okay.
But like I said, but just give those refunds about 3 to 5 business days to go back on your MasterCard. If you don't receive them, then just give us a call back at this number.
Thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.